Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Modern Mercenary Private Armies and What They Mean for World Order by Sean McFatt is a contemporary security and international relations book that explains how private military companies and other for-hire armed actors have become embedded in modern conflict. Drawing on McFatt's background as a former U.S. Army paratrooper and later a private military contractor, the book mixes policy analysis with first-hand informed description of how the industry works. Its purpose is not to sensationalize mercenaries, but to clarify what privatized force looks like in practice and why it matters for states, civilians, and the international system. McFatt argues that the growth of contract warfare challenges the assumption that the state holds a monopoly on legitimate violence, and he frames this shift as a kind of neo-medievalism in which authority and security fragment among multiple power centers. Along the way, he highlights secrecy, accountability gaps, and the incentives that shape private force in war zones and beyond. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why private armies are back in global politics. A central concern of the book is the re-emergence of private armed force as a normal instrument of policy rather than an exceptional workaround. McFatt describes how governments, especially the United States, have come to rely heavily on contractors for a wide range of wartime functions, from protection and logistics to roles closer to the use of force. This reliance grows from practical incentives. Contractors can be hired quickly, scaled up or down, and used in politically sensitive contexts where governments may prefer a lighter public footprint. The book stresses that modern conflicts often demand flexible capabilities that regular militaries are not structured to provide at the same speed. McFatt also points to market dynamics as demand for security services expands, firms professionalize, compete, and create an ecosystem that can persist beyond any single war. The return of private force, therefore, is not merely a story about a few notorious incidents, but about structural changes in how states and other actors obtain security. By placing present-day contracting within a longer historical pattern, the book sets up the argument that privatized violence is likely to remain a durable feature of world order. Secondly, the industry behind the veil, how private military companies operate. McFatt emphasizes that the private military world is opaque by design, shaped by confidential contracts, fragmented oversight, and complex chains of subcontracting. He explains how these firms are typically led by people with military backgrounds and how they sell services that can range from unarmed support to armed security and other combat adjacent functions. A key theme is the difference between what the public imagines and what contractors often do day-to-day, managing risk, providing protection, moving people and equipment, and operating inside bureaucratic contract requirements. The book also explores how contracting changes incentives on the ground. When a mission is defined by contract deliverables, performance can be measured differently than in a traditional military chain of command, and accountability may be split among corporate management, government contracting officers, and local partners. McFatt highlights that even governments paying the bills may not have full visibility into operations, especially when activities are distributed across prime contractors and subcontractors. This operational and legal complexity matters because it affects everything from discipline and reporting to how incidents are investigated and how responsibility is assigned. Thirdly, neo-medievalism, a framework for a fragmented security order. One of the book's signature contributions is its argument that the rise of private force signals a shift toward neo-medievalism, a world that resembles aspects of pre-modern politics more than the Westphalian ideal of sovereign states controlling violence within clear borders. In this framework, authority is layered and overlapping, with states sharing the security space with private firms, militias, warlords, international organizations, and powerful commercial actors. McFatt uses the medieval analogy to make a strategic point: when no single actor can fully control security, conflict becomes more contractual, localized, and persistent, and stability often means containing problems rather than resolving them decisively. The book does not present this as a simple decline story, but as a warning that familiar policy assumptions may no longer fit. In a neo-medieval setting, legitimacy, coercion, and governance can be negotiated among multiple actors, and the tools of influence include money, contracts, and access to force as much as formal diplomacy. By reframing current trends with this historical lens, McFatt encourages readers to think beyond conventional state versus state war and to anticipate messy hybrid forms of competition. Fourthly, case-based insights, contracting in conflict zones, and state building. McFatt grounds his analysis in real-world experience and recognizable cases to show how private armed actors can shape outcomes in fragile environments. He discusses how contractors have been used not only in conventional war, but also in peacekeeping, state building, and sensitive missions where governments seek plausible distance. The book draws attention to the practical dilemmas that arise when private forces use to protect leaders, train security services, or support rebuilding efforts in unstable states. These missions can offer capability and speed, but they also raise questions about whose interests are prioritized, how long the commitment lasts, and what happens when funding or political attention fades. The case-based approach illustrates how private force can interact with local power structures, sometimes reinforcing them and sometimes disrupting them, depending on incentives and oversight. McFatt also highlights the importance of context. The same tool that provides short-term security can undermine long-term legitimacy if the population perceives security as outsourced or unaccountable. By focusing on how these arrangements work in practice, the book helps readers move from abstract ethical debates to concrete governance and strategy problems that policymakers and commanders must manage. Lastly, accountability, law, and the future market for force. The book repeatedly returns to the political and moral implications of paying for armed capability. Private military actors operate in a space where domestic law, international law, contract terms, and battlefield realities can collide, creating gaps in responsibility and enforcement. McFatt argues that these gaps matter not only for justice after incidents, but also for deterrence and strategic control during operations. A related theme is democratic accountability. When war relies heavily on contractors, the human and political costs can become less visible to the public, potentially making sustained military engagement easier for governments to maintain. Looking forward, McFatt anticipates that private military firms will pursue new revenue as major wars wind down, and that future clients could extend beyond the traditional model of a government hiring a firm. That possibility raises questions about how the international system should regulate an industry that can serve a wide range of interests. The book pushes readers to consider whether existing institutions and norms are adequate for a world where access to organized violence can be purchased, and what policy tools might reduce risk without ignoring the reality that privatized security is already embedded in modern conflict. In conclusion, The Modern Mercenary is best suited for readers who want a grounded, policy-relevant understanding of how privatized force fits into contemporary war and geopolitics. Policymakers, military professionals, journalists covering conflict, and students of international relations will benefit from its combination of insider-informed description and a broader conceptual argument about where world order may be heading. Intellectually, the book helps readers rethink the assumption that the state naturally controls violence, and it offers a framework for analyzing conflicts where governments, firms, militias, and other actors share the battlefield and the bargaining table. Practically, it sharpens attention to incentives created by contracts, the operational consequences of secrecy and subcontracting, and the governance problems that arise when responsibility is diffuse. What makes it stand out among books on modern warfare is its focus on the market for force as a structural feature rather than a temporary scandal, and its effort to connect day-to-day contractor realities to a bigger theory of geopolitical change. Instead of treating private armies as a side story to state conflict, McFatt argues they are an indicator of a changing security landscape that demands new analytical tools and more realistic policy debates. If you would like to support Sean McFatt, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.